For Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
We want to be able to say we're sustainable, and we're continuously improving.
That's Scott Yeager with the Environmental Council of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association on a new farm bill gaining steam in Washington.
Yep, and you know, farm bill talks are kicking off. There's starting to be a slow kind of locomotive churn of activity starting to gear up here with the farm bill. And as far as the conservation title, and our priority in the farm bill is a FMD, a foot and mouth disease vaccine bank. That's our number one priority. But we also want to keep that conservation title strong. We want to have NRCS people back out in the field giving technical assistance and advice to our producers, not just sitting in an office doing paperwork. We want it to be easier for producers to be able to engage in these programs like EQIP and be able to get more money to the EQIP program so that producers can have access to that to implement good environmental practices and conservation practices. And those are really our three things. It's streamlining the paperwork exercise for applications for our producers so more producers can engage, getting NRCS staff out there in the field working with producers, and getting more money to the EQIP program so it's more money to be spent on conservation practices. Those programs really lend credibility to what we do on the sustainability front, right? We want to be able to say we're sustainable, and we're continuously improving. Well, if we can have better programs, conservation programs at NRCS, that'll help us do that. And you know, a lot of producers do implement practices with their own private dollars, but having that extra pot of money and access to technical assistance available is so important to our guys as well that we need to make sure that stays the way it is.
That's Scott Yeager with the Environmental Council of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Now with more cattle news on Ag Life, here's Patrick Cavanaugh.
I'm not a guy who makes predictions. I make statements of probability.
That's Tim Grosser. He's the New Zealand's ambassador to the United States and resides in Washington, D.C., speaking about the TPP trade plan that President Trump pulled out of. And despite the U.S. not being part of that, it's going to move forward, he says.
I think it's highly likely to go forward without the United States. And I think if that proves to be correct, it'll happen soon. But what happens beyond that point, there's all manner of possibilities. And what I've been trying to say to everybody is all of these countries are either formal strategic allies of the United States or the closest partners. So, you know, this is not like a coalition of countries against the U.S. This is the U.S. friends. So if you need some time out, this is clear in this country. The political debate has gone sour on trade. Anybody with half a brain knows there's got to be some time out in this country to reestablish the domestic political base for the United States to come back and exercise the leadership that is shown.
Grosser said it could be a time when the U.S. joins it.
At the end of that time, whenever it is, I don't know, it's not going to happen in less than 2 or 3 years, I wouldn't have thought. I'd love to be proven wrong. Then either this or a future Republican or Democratic administration had the political base to re-engage and wanted to do this in addition to doing just bilaterals, which is your current policy under the new administration here. All I'm saying is you're going to find an immediately receptive audience.
That's Tim Grosser. He's New Zealand's ambassador to the United States, talking about the hope for TPP to include the U.S. Now this message.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
Develops innovative new beef cuts.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
In more news, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association recently kicked off a media campaign aimed at spotlighting and correcting a recent court decision that will require livestock producers to comply with laws that are only meant to apply to highly toxic Superfund sites. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.